Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale, so this is Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, March 7th. I'm super happy to be with you all today. We've got some sunshine here. We had anywhere in a little bit of a hill over the last week has gotten snow and ice and quite a bit of snow. We actually drove and found a little bit of snow, but we only had to drive about 20 minutes, and we found about, I don't know, 6 or 8 inches of snow to play in this weekend. But today, and I think for the other couple of days, I've got some blue skies and some sun. So I'm going to take advantage while this short little window that I can of spring. So enjoying the Portland area this morning. So before I say hello to Cindy, though, I do want to just remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We almost always have something to write down if you want to be ready for that, whether it's an event that's coming up or where to find some great information or some training. So you want to be ready for that. And please press 1 on your phone if you want to chat with us. If you press 1, it puts you in the queue, and I know that you want to talk to us. And so we would love to hear from you. As I say all the time, it's a big part of what our show is all about, is hearing from all of you guys. So any questions, comments, testimonials, we'd really, really love to hear from you. We want to talk about the things that you guys want to hear. So, and likely if you have a question, somebody else does too. And it doesn't have to be life-changing. You know, if you have a story about a horse, behaving like a horse again. Those are actually my favorite stories. So please share with us. But as you know, we need to keep it to horses, using the horse unit, and really stay away from anything medical for this show. So, and we've talked about this before, but I'm going to do another push for it. Use us for practicing your testimonial. Use us, and maybe you have multiple ones. I mean, I do. I have different things I say to different people depending on who I'm talking to. So this is a great opportunity with no judgment, because nobody's looking at you in your face, and you can practice what you want to say, and we can help you figure out a good thing to say. And so use us for that. Use everybody for that, because I think we can all learn from that. So please be take a chance and play with us. All right. Well, Cindy, I think I've said my piece so far this morning, so good morning.
Good morning, Rainey. Good morning, everybody. And, you know, happy to be back. Got back from the training and managers meeting in Texas, so still kind of playing catch-up. But it's always great to be able to get together with your colleagues at live events. So we were some busy campers, I'll tell you that. And that's good, you know. There's always things to learn from other people. So one of the fun things that we did, there are two of the fun things down there, is we spent an afternoon at Sharon Lindy's barn, which is about an hour outside of Arlington. And we looked at 3 different horses that she has, and they were all very different. And so people were, there's probably about 40 managers who went there. And, you know, to go through some horse basics and Hannah Taylor went through the Beamer basics in terms of applications. And I think people, you know, they all said that they learned a lot, because it's just not always, there's a lot of subtleties in the animal world, especially with horses, who are experts at energy fields and body language and things like that, that humans don't always think about. So it was good to have to, you know, come to an awareness of how your energy and your approach and your fears and everything, your mindset, how the horse picks up on that right away. And, you know, and she had, since there's three different horses, three different personalities, and one was a lot more skeptical and one was very relaxed and one was very young. So it was a good combination of examples for people just to get a feel for what's involved, that, you know, you don't just walk up to a horse and pet its face and things like that. So that was all good education, I think, for the people that were there. And then on a different day, Sarah Miller and I and Hannah Taylor did just a little role play, a little skit about how to do it and how not to do it. And we started out with how not to do it, and we had a lot of fun with that because the model horse that we had to use was half size and it was made out of wire, like a topiary form that you put moss and plants in. So the horse was kind of see-through. And certainly the equipment didn't fit it very well. So we had a lot of talk about, you know, gee, this horse is really wired up and stuff. So we could kind of have some fun. But basically we were trying to show people a mirror themselves to say, these are all examples we've taken from real life. So, yes, everybody can laugh, and, you know, but also recognize that, you know, there's consequences for those kinds of actions where you aren't prepared or don't have good support or don't know what you're talking about and try and bluff it and do things inadvertently that the horse determines is threatening, and that you never get another chance for that first impression. Plus, the person is very likely to say, boy, you know, those Beamer people, they don't know what they're doing. So it's reputation and damage control. And those were just things, again, we're trying to bring to awareness. So do we have anybody calling in, Rainey?
Not yet. I'll okay. Jump in if I get somebody that wants to chat with us.
Cool.
I know you've
okay.
got a few things to chat with us about today. So.
Yeah. A couple of things I want to, again, this is awareness day, I guess.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a good deal. And there's a lot of opportunities online to defraud people. There is a very, without going into all the details, but there's a very active group of people that are, you know, have targeted multiple products, but including the horse set. And so I just this came up with someone who had was a prospect of one of my IBDs who said, gee, you know, they came back and said, gee, I just don't think I can fit it in my budget right now. And that sends up my antenna to go, okay, what you're really telling me is that you found a better deal online. And I could be wrong, but I doubt it. And so I want you to be aware that, you know, there's ongoing, you know, cases of and law enforcement involved, but that the scammer has gotten to a lot of people, some of whom have been able to get some of their money back and some who have gotten none of it back. Plus, it's just a mess. You know, unfortunately, even though this has nothing to do with Beamer, it kind of reflects a little bit on the company because people say, well, why aren't you doing something about it? And there's very little that the company can do because these are all, this is, you know, it's like somebody saying, oh, I'm selling, you know, my demo, it's hardly used or it's brand new or, you know, something came up that, you know, my circumstances changed and I need to sell it now. And they show you pictures of the horse bed, and they represent themselves as being a distributor, and they aren't. And then, you know, the pictures look good, your money's gone, and you get nothing. So I guess my point here is just to be aware of the fact that this is, you know, has been going on for a few months now, but it's pretty, you know, it's a very unfortunate situation, and you might just, you might make your colleagues and or customers or prospects aware of it just to say, gee, you know, I know that people do online shopping. I just want you to be aware that there's some active bad people out there that are taking advantage of people. So be super, super careful. It just makes sense to really make sure that you're dealing with someone who is a bona fide, genuine, authorized, independent Beamer distributor.
And sorry, I'm going to jump in real quick here, Cindy. Yeah, I was just going to jump in real quick just because I think right now we're actually having a lot of, like, for real sales of some of the older Pro units because people are upgrading to the, you know, to the Evo. And so some people are selling those old ones. So I think it's just also a, I don't know, good or bad timing, depending on how you think of it, because
yeah,
there probably are some legitimate people selling some of their older units to be able to, you know, upgrade to the Evo. And so you have that going on in addition to these people that are trying to take advantage of that. So
yeah,
I would just, yeah, just make sure you're really careful about if you have somebody that's interested in that, just lots of red flags up just to make sure that they're genuinely buying it from somebody who's just trying to sell them
yeah,
a unit and not trying to scam them. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's a good point about people upgrading from the Pro to the Evo. What I was talking about specifically is the horse set. And
yeah,
so it's just rampant. And,
yeah,
you know, for people that you know are, for some reason, you know, they seem to think that it's too high a price and they're looking for something used, really forewarn them. Yeah, you know, at least try.
Yeah.
So that was something that I just wanted to tell people about. The other thing that is that, you know, that as a medical device and as being at the kind of the at the top, at the apex of the pinnacle anyway, in terms of quality and standards, Beamer is a product that others always compare themselves to and, you know, try and take perhaps Beamer down a notch by saying that theirs is better, but we're the standard against which they compare. And there's some pretty aggressive tactics going on out there right now, particularly by a company that will remain nameless, but some of my comments, you'll know who it is just by virtue of what they've said. And I want to, you know, we're always curious when you hear something new, well, what is it? You know, what's that product and what does it do? And gee, I haven't heard that before. And we kind of, I think the human tendency is that we want, you know, if the person is credible and things like that, we want to take everything at face value. But I would, my point here is that there's things that are being said that are totally inaccurate. And there's just a couple of points that I wanted to bring out today to, again, heighten awareness that there's comments that I've heard that say that there's, you know, this new technology and it goes way beyond Beamer, you know, that Beamer is antiquated and, you know, it's not the most modern device out there, and that there's other devices that have something called PEMA instead of PEMF. I want you to know that that is a marketing term. That is not a scientific term. That doesn't exist in the world of science. So when somebody tells you that they have this great thing, that's a word they made up or a term they made up. Also, there's claims that are saying, yes, that, you know, this product goes beyond Beamer because this goes to a molecular level. Well, we talk about cellular levels because we, you know, cellular is the smallest unit that, of a complete life form, if you will, with, that and people can understand. But clearly, and I'm not saying this for myself, this is something that you can verify even through Dr. Burka, but, I mean, Beamer has an impact at a molecular level. It's not like the cell is in a little box and says, you know, that the benefits and stimulation that reaches me will not reach beyond me. And now there's another product that goes deeper. That again, is that's an effective marketing spin that sounds like, oh, this is the latest and greatest. We all know, or maybe we don't all know, that, you know, the Beamer came into being as a company in 1998, and there was, you know, the initial scientist was a physician and researcher and physicist working with Max Planck Institute named Wolf Kafka. And he was attributed all the credit for creating that first Beamer signal, which was a wonderful thing. It is said, too, that, how can I say this? he is involved with a different company at this point. But we can tell you, and Dr. Burka spent a lot of time in Texas on this, which is why I'm bringing it up again, going through the history of Beamer, that says at the time that Dr. Klopp got involved, Dr. Rainer Klopp, in the early 2000s, and ultimately about 2007, he came out with the Beamer Plus signal. And that was the beginning of game changing. Subsequently, he came out about changing the waveform to add not only 33 hertz, but changing them now to the 10 and 30 hertz range. That totally changed what we have today. So what we have today in Beamer that has continued to be refined and developed has very little to do with what Dr. Kafka originally invented. So when the company talks about they're so far ahead of us, they're dealing with a product that came out in 1998. So you figure out for yourself who's the latest and greatest, if you will. But the bottom line here is, without getting into the details or saying, well, how do I learn all about that, is when somebody tells you all these wonderful things about their product, whatever it is, say, show me the research that validates your product. And that's always been the case, whether we were talking about IMRS in the olden days or you know, other products today, because there's always going to be competition. And particularly when you're the best, people are going to try and, you know, use you as an example. But you always want to ask to say, show me the proof. And the fact is, there isn't any. And that should tell you something. When you look at some of these other products, you know, they're saying, well, there's no difference between horses and people. You can use the same unit. How easy is that? I take difference with that. So there's some very distinctive physiological differences between a horse's body and how it works and human bodies. Yeah, we all go down to, you know, cells, and we all breathe air, and we all eat food and things like that. But basically, to blithely tell you, oh, this product's so easy to use because you can use the same thing for everything, I just want you to put on your skeptical hat. Again, ask for the proof, because people with other companies have great marketing skills. We might remember them from some of those that we, you know, we participated with when they were with this company. And so I just, my advice is to say, pay a lot of attention and ask for the proof. And don't believe everything that you hear just because they can say, oh, well, I used to be there. And, you know, now I'm with this, in this much better company with a much better product. Just pay attention and do some homework about that. That's my advice. So it seems like I'm talking about, you know, all negative things today. We need something good and happy to talk about.
I just really quick, one of my favorite ones, and I don't even remember what it was for a horse unit, but I don't even remember not that I would say it, but I don't even remember what the company was, but in their like video of how it was, theirs was actually pretty complicated to use, but they were making it out so that the beamer was really hard to use, and they were standing like 5 feet away from a horse and just like throwing the blanket towards it. And how hard that is to get on. Like, oh God, you can't even get it on. And I'm like, really? You're going to stand that this far away and just throw it like towards the horse, and you're expecting horse people to actually like see that that's hard to do? I don't know. I just thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, you just, anyway. And there's a lot of stuff out there, and yet, you know, we always want to say, what's the latest and greatest? And, you know, I want to do the very best thing for my horse, which, you know, those are really, if people can take advantage of those things.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, but the reality is, I mean, Beamer is constantly doing new research and new things, and they're coming out with, I mean, obviously with the Evo, we've seen that. They're constantly doing, you know, improvements and more research, and we're getting more studies and things like that. So they're it's that continuing for Beamer first. Second, I lost my train of thought. There was two parts to that, but I can't remember the other one. I don't remember. I lost it. There was something really great I was going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
You'll think of it at 6 in the morning.
Probably.
Anyway, so I don't have a lot of other things, I guess. I do have, this came out of just some comments from other parts of Dr. Burka's discussion down in Texas. And I think I'm going to attribute it to Alan Stalvey because it came out of his notes. But I thought, you know, I'm very fond of little short and cryptic statements that are easy to remember, for one thing, but also I think they're profound. And this one bears some thought because he said, okay, what is it? It says, Beamer provides credibility to intention. And wrong word, capability. There we go. So I really like that. You know, we have the greatest intention to, you know, take better care of ourselves, get healthy, do the right things. But Beamer provides you the tools in order to actually achieve that. So it's capability to intention. I thought that was, I liked that one. So those are my words of wisdom for today. Thank you to Alan.
Yes, that, I like that too. It's maybe things that you don't normally put together, but it works. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. So,
well, Cindy, nobody wants to talk with us today, so we can maybe just make it a short day. I know you needed to rush out of here anyway, so we can just make it short. Oh, and just like that, the thing popped into my head, so I will say it. It wasn't even that important, and it wasn't as good as I was hoping it would be. All I was going to say was, you know, there are some other great therapies and things you can do for your horses and for yourself out there. You know, I'm not going to say that nothing else does anything great, because there really are some great other tools out there for different things. Just nothing does what Beamer does. And so that's the important thing to remember. If they're comparing it exactly to Beamer and doing a better job at what Beamer does, then that's when that skeptic comes out of like, because we know there's so much research. But there are other things that, you know, I mean, like we use a laser in our clinic and I love it. And it's not a replacement for either one. We use it together a lot. But it does something very different than Beamer does. And so I can say that about some of those other devices too, that there are some things that do some great things, and I'm not going to talk bad about them, but it just doesn't do what Beamer does, and nothing can do it as good as Beamer does. So.
And that's why we say Beamer is an excellent team player, because it works, you know, that's why we say it is an adjunctive therapy. It's not, you know, a magic panacea for everything, but it complements other things. And particularly when people are getting certain therapies, you know, once a month, maybe a couple times a month, Beamer is a wonderful connector to keep the benefits, you know, going and in the right direction in between those other kinds of treatments, I'll call them. You know, you don't have a chiropractor come every day for your horse. You don't do acupuncture every day. And Beamer's help connect those periods to keep, you know, keep the progress in the right direction. So I think that is a great therapy in that respect altogether.
And just like that, Cindy, there's two people that want to talk to us. Oh, but one is Dr. Marlies Funk. See.
Excellent.
Hi, Dr. Funk.
Hey, ladies. Hey,
good morning.
How are y'all doing?
Good.
Good morning to the morning. Hey, I was not on the first 20 minutes because Fabi and I were unloading some hay for our beloved horses. So that has to be done too, right?
Right.
And so I don't know what you discussed. I'm sure that Cindy gave an overview of the manager's meeting and the equine parts of it.
Yeah.
You always do a wonderful job with your summaries and such. Now, you know that we unfortunately could not be there as managers. We could not make this manager's meeting because of, you know, like we had some personal other commitments going on. Now, I did hear, but not enough, that Cindy and Hannah, and I believe, was it Sarah Miller?
Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah Miller.
Yeah.
Had the hit of the meeting was your sketch of the demo, and I didn't hear enough about it. So I'm absolutely curious to know what it was like. I would love to see it, of course, but of course we don't have it recorded, I guess. So could you kind of say a little bit of the things or summarize that a little bit, Cindy? Because I'm so curious because they all said it was hilarious.
Well, I did talk a little bit about that, I can also do better than that offline. But basically, what we wanted to do was to show. We did two different role plays, and Hannah was the moderator, and the first role play, I was the horse owner. And Sarah was the new IBD who didn't know much at all and didn't know anything about horses. And then, we exaggerated so that it would be funny to people, but these were all examples that we've taken from real life that we've seen or heard about that have happened, you know. We had the blanket on backwards. We had the cuffs in the wrong place. She had everything going at once. She had noisy paper and Velcro that scared the horse. She came up and stood behind it, the horse's rear end. It was very engaging and it was all lighthearted, but it was the kind of thing that people do when they don't know. And that's what we were trying to point out, to say these are things, again, it's hard to make a first impression more than once. And so ultimately, in that role play, as the horse owner, I ended up saying, look, my horse is not happy. I'm not interested in something that makes my horses nervous. Let's turn it off. And, I'll call you, don't call me. she talked about treating the horse. She said the FDA said pregnant horses were okay to use. I mean, we came up with as many wrong things as we could from the examples we all know about and threw it all into one to try and make it have some, you know, we didn't cover everything.
Cindy, I assume it was so bad that your model horse even kicked the distributor.
Yeah. Well, our model horse was
was a wireless topiary form that was half-sized, and he was very wobbly. So Sarah said he was really wired up, but I could brush right through his body. It was great. So, I mean, Sarah, we really did. We had fun with it, and it was hard not to laugh. But, you know, the hardest thing was then to say, you know, these, yeah, everybody's laughing, but this stuff is real. So, and then Hannah went through the audience and said, what are the things that you noticed that, you know, could have been done differently? And then we switched roles and did it a better way, if you will, as a second example. So I think, you know, what we got a lot of feedback from people saying that they were, that they actually had seen some of their own actions there. And they were receptive to it because it had all been done, you know, with some humor. So that's a good way to get a message across, I think. And
That's so awesome, Cindy, that you all took the time to put that together. I had no idea that you all were working because, you know, we share a lot of info. And, of course, you all knew that I wasn't coming. But that must have taken a lot of time and preparation, but also a lot of hysterical laughs, I assume, in the preparation of it.
We did have fun on that to say we could go on forever. We could have done an hour worth of all the things to do wrong. So, you're right.
Yeah.
But,
what I heard from the other managers in their summary calls is that really made an impact to see the both sides of it. And, yes, unfortunately, that does happen in the field. And so I think you had a lot more impact of doing it that way. So thank you for bringing that out to all the managers. Yeah.
Well, we can thank Megan for the idea, although I think Sarah and I kind of ran with Megan's idea. I'm not sure that it ended up what her original idea was, but it seemed like the right thing to do, you know. And we did have fun, you know. So
yeah. I also want to respond to you said I heard you like the last minute. I heard you talk about, you know, Beamer not being a panacea or something. So I went and looked up that word because I always like to learn new words, and I know it, but I didn't know the exact definition. So a panacea is a solution or remedy for all difficulties or diseases. So that's hilarious. You know, we definitely cannot say that Beamer is that, but because it's like the definition is completely non-compliant. But I heard you all talk a little bit about other devices. There's other devices out there. And I just have this thought, a little bit of a, you know, kind of like quirky thought. Yes, of course, there's other devices and other therapies out there. I'm just not selling them.
Yeah.
So that was my quirky thought of the day. But, you know, it goes beyond saying that Beamer is a team player and that you don't want to only – so, for example, like if you are a person and you want to live healthy, are you only going to do one healthy thing, like only eat salad and then you sit in the front of the TV all day long and – you know, and you are all stressed out? No, of course, you're going to do multiple things. You're going to look at nutrition and lifestyle and your mental health and, you know, doing the things you love. And so, yeah, it goes without saying. But I do notice a lot in the field that people are so dependent on their chiropractor and the massage therapist and then doing it every week. And then I go like, wow, you could really reduce that into the like that frequency a lot and make everyone happier, because I mean, why would you? It doesn't make sense to me to have the chiropractor out every week, honestly. And there is enough work to go around for all of us. Not that they're going to go out of work.
True. That's absolutely true.
So those were my
good addition. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for being out there.
Okay. All right. Marlise, I'll keep you on just in case you have anything to say. And I know we're running out of time here now. Cindy has to run off, but we've got Savella on the phone, and I just wanted to make sure if she's got something really good to say, we may have her save it till next week, but I don't want to ignore her on here because she jumped on. You're live on Blog Talk. Hi, Savella.
Yeah. Hi, Wendy. Now you intimidate me with something really good to say.
No.
So my lead kind of picked up the thread again. I started losing it when Cindy talked about where Bima is and other companies advertise their thing, their product. And I just find I'm not out in the world and know about all that stuff. So I live in my little bubble, and I really share with the knowledge. I mean, I'm not believing in Bima. I just know what the technology is. I really understand anatomy, physiology pretty well, and I keep learning about it. And I'm personally also really interested in other modalities that help me to live a healthy lifestyle. And I find kind of the person I am and how I live it myself and keep learning about what else I can add into my life to give myself better chances to rebuild my body and live longer on this planet, and my knowledge. And I just keep learning about Bima, and I love coming back to academies, and I love to be on the blog talks, and I don't know everything still. It just so people really give me this feedback that they really appreciate my own learning path, my own experience, and that I really honestly share what I know. And I find that we as distributors, when we are just, I don't know the word in English, but when we are kind of our own role model, our own best role model, right, that really shows to other people, they pick up on that, and they really not feel that it's not, oh, no, you're a distributor, no, I want to sell something, I want my money. They really understand that we really want to share it because we really know how good it is, and we just want them to have the same goodness in their life. So,
yeah,
I think that's taking, Sibella, that's kind of taking the higher road, and it's, you know, we don't need to disparage any other products, and we need to set a good example. And I think, again, personally, I know if somebody is talking about how bad something else is to make their own product look better, that is a big red flag for me right away. I think it says more about them and their ethics or their integrity. And I look at that, whereas they think they're pumping themselves up, I think that they're, you know, sealing their fate, and I'm not interested. But, you know, so I like the fact that you know, it's important that we set good examples of a high professional agreed.
Yeah, so that was my little bit.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks so much, Savella. Always good to hear from you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. All right, bye. Cindy, I know you need to head out. So any final words before you leave us for the day?
The final words are, you know, we have our probably one and only Saturday Equine Academy for 2024 is coming up March 16th. There is still room to register in advance. You do that in the events in your BBO. You absolutely do need to register in advance, and you should be, when you do, you'll be getting an email from us with the instructions and the link to join. So this is your chance. You guys asked for it. Please sign up. I'm going to run, and maybe Marlise can add on her 2 cents worth because she's one of my remarkable co-host instructors in these academies. And we're really trying to make sure that people know how to use what they have and that they make sure their customers also know how to use what they have. So I'm out of here.
All right.
See you guys.
Okay. Thanks,
oh,
Cindy.
Oh, yeah. Next week is we've got our guest, Rebecca, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've got a great guest next week, so be sure to tune in, everybody. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. And thank you, Marlies. Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Cindy. Yeah, Dr. Vonk, anything you want to add about the Academy? We talked a little bit last week how I recommended it for everybody. Even if you have no intention of ever selling a horse unit, I think you could, I think there's valuable information you can learn. I think everyone, you can just learn more about Beamer by attending these academies. So I'm sure you have more to add to that.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that. Any information you can get about Beamer is always valuable.
Yep.
And I always learn from everyone talking about it, you know, what I don't know, what I need to study more on. So it's always from a different perspective. And we can learn so much from the animals, of course, and the people, you know, we have horses, so we know we're always learning from our horses too. But, just want to give a little bit of caution for everybody to, you know, even if you do the One Academy, you want to be just, you know, caution yourself to venture out there to sell the horse set because there's more to it. And, you know, the other thought reflection I just want to leave everyone with is to, if you end up doing a demo for the horses, you know, be prepared and all that. And you all talk about that so many times on Equine Block Talk. But you just need one program at a time. I know it was talked about at the manager's meeting, and people questioning whether, you know, you had to continue running the programs until the horse would, quote-unquote, show an effect. Well, if you study Beamer, you know that it already has an effect after 5 minutes and 8 minutes in the human, and you don't need more than that. And Dr. Burka was also very firm on that, I heard, during this manager's meeting, and I'm very firm on that for the horse. You just need 5 minutes, and that's it. We're not going to overwhelm the horse. And we're just giving the most, the dosage that is effective, which is the 5 minutes, and that's it. And we're not gonna we don't have that horse to have all, you know, doped up, standing there and being overwhelmed by the signal. That's just not what we do. And that's my main point in Beamer, and has been, you know, for years to bring that forward to people, you know, go low and slow and do the right thing.
Yeah. I mean, but that's true. No matter what you're talking about. I mean, we use that term in veterinary medicine all the time. The find the lowest effective dose. That's a term we use often.
Yeah. Least effective dose. It's like, okay, I'm taking an aspirin for a headache occasionally. And then, would I take like 5 in the beginning because I think it's going to work better? No, I'd probably kill myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you just have to trust, just like you trust that the one aspirin is going to help. You have to trust it's the 5 minutes. And then we know that Beamer is going to be more effective if you do it consistently over time, because that's what it's intended to be used like. You know, it's not an impact product per se, even if we have a lot of impact in one session, as we all know.
Yep. Well, great. Thanks for joining us, Marlies. You've given us some great little nuggets to help, but we're about to run out of time. So thanks for coming on. You're always welcome. We'd love to have you any day you can pop on and share your knowledge with us. And thanks everyone who listened and everyone who called in. We'd love to hear from all of you. Be sure to tune into Blog Talk all the other days. They're doing some great things on those other days, but you know we're going to meet you here back next Thursday to talk about horses. So I hope you all have a wonderful week, and we'll see you here next Thursday. Bye, everyone. Bye, Marlies. Thanks for coming on.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.